This is Ted Kennedy. A major new civil rights bill is launched in Congress. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a bipartisan group in Congress has proposed a far-reaching new civil rights bill. Its purpose is to undo damage from a series of unfortunate Supreme Court decisions last year that caused setback after setback in the battle against discrimination. Civil rights has always been the unfinished business of America, and it still is. The anti-civil rights Reagan administration may have ended, but the Reagan appointees to the Supreme Court carry on, and they've tipped the balance against civil rights in too many harsh decisions, especially on race and sex discrimination. The White House is stalling, saying wait and see if legislation is really needed. But the need is clear. After one ruling alone, 96 claims of discrimination have been dismissed. Join me, Al. The Supreme Court may be retreating on civil rights, but it's no time for Congress or the White House to retreat, too.
Ted, you always see this country's glass as half empty. I see it half full. Truth is, the Supreme Court decisions that have you so riled up have not retreated at all from civil rights laws. What's happening is that after a quarter century of liberal social engineering, your preferred status concept of equality is being rejected and repudiated. Even the studies conducted by the country's most liberal organization show that your schemes benefit just a very small and, yes, elite segment of those in need. The 1989 Supreme Court decisions simply say that everyone, regardless of their race, has the same civil rights. There is nothing equal in forcing employers to hire because of race while ignoring a person's qualifications. The administration is on track in fighting for our equal rights, not special rights or preferences. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on troop reductions in Europe. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.